It's a Monday night. The Weber County Fairgrounds are completely empty except for a few cars in the parking lot of the Golden Spike Arena Exhibition Hall. This is the kind of building that during county fair time would be packed full of jars of pickled vegetables or quilts. But the empty hall with its polished concrete floor is also the practice facility for the Junction City Roller Dolls, Northern Utah's flat track roller derby league. The Roller Dolls are having a scrimmage. They're doing some drills, and they're recruiting for fresh meat.
Brand new roller derby skaters. They have to go through a trial period where they try us out for size, we try them out for size. They go through the basic skills. We make sure that they're skilled enough to skate safely to the extent that playing roller derby is skating safely.
That's Junction City All-Star Team co-captain Canadian Bacon. She says that having a good attitude is one of the most important skills you need to become a derby girl. There are two girls here to try out tonight. Kat from Clearfield already went out and bought skates. She's staying away from the scrimmage, but looks pretty steady on her feet.
I played roller hockey in high school, and I was on a speed skating team. So all of my experience is on blades, not quads. They're a little clunky compared to blades.
The freshest meat on the team is Veronica Vane.
V-A-I-N, as in conceited. I found out about derby back in 2006. I was still living in San Diego at the time, and I was just immediately just obsessed with it. But then I got pregnant. You can't play derby when you're pregnant. Had a couple babies, then we moved out here. I came to a bout in August and asked them about it, emailed them, and I mean, it was a whirlwind. 10 days later, I was here at practice. A month later, I had my skills test.
So, good attitude, check. Some skating ability, check. Not pregnant, check. But why, of all sports, roller derby? Muggsy Rogue is a graduate student at Utah State University. She joined the Junction City Roller Dolls in January of this year, but she just got one bout under her belt before she broke her wrist and unfortunately can't skate for a few months. But she comes to every practice, and her enthusiasm for the sport is contagious.
Derby is a sport for any girl. I've played sports growing up and, you know, I never felt like I fit in certain sports. I'm 5 feet tall. I played basketball until I realized, no, I'm just not cutting it. But in derby, anybody can do it. Any girl can do it. And the girls are here to support you. And it's girls from all types of backgrounds that I don't think I would have met otherwise if I hadn't played derby. So you have that in common. And as soon as you start, they're instantly your friends.
Still undecided? Scared? Roller derby is a little bit dangerous. Good health insurance is strongly recommended, and extra Women's Flat Track Derby Association insurance is required. And derby is also a very big time commitment.
My name is Slayer Cake. I'm the president of the league. I started the league in 2008. I'm the captain of the All-Star team with Bacon. I'm on the training committee. I'm on our board. I do the money. And I do all those other little responsibilities that happen when things, you know, just when I need to step up.
Derby girls are expected to help out in any way they can, managing the website, making posters, organizing charities, selling tickets, cleaning up after bouts. They have to pay monthly dues to stay on the team, and they have to show up to every practice because, most importantly, roller derby is a competitive sport.
Well, it's 100% athletic. It's real. It's not WWE. It's not fake. We don't punch each other. We don't fight, you know. It's not your grandma's roller derby, you know, that was on the bank track. It's on the flat track. Rules are obviously different. There's no clotheslining or throwing people down and punching them.
So you think you want to be a roller doll? Assuming you passed the skills test and the written rules test and got your safety gear and your spandex and you've paid your dues, you'll need a derby name. And it better be a good one. There's an international roster of derby names, and if you're not feeling original, you'll have to ask for written permission from the owner to duplicate. And even then, you'll probably be denied.
I'm Canadian Bacon, but everyone calls me Bacon.
Tic Tac Flow.
I'm Slayer.
Kate. Barbie Basher.
Malibu Barbie.
Howie Dam.
Drummond Insanity.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton, reporting from Ogden for Utah Public Radio.
JCRP. JCRP.